Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As I'm recording this, there have been a grand total of 1,489 episodes of WWE Raw and close to 29 years of the show airing every single Monday night. That's a lot of shows and a lot of moments, a bunch of which you'll have inevitably forgotten about. So how about, in the name of content, you and I spend this video unforgetting them? How's that sound? Well, I'm Andy from What Culture, and here are 10 crazy WWE Raw moments you totally don't remember. Number 10, Sabu's insane leg drop. From duct taping his broken jaw shut while wrestling the Sandman to literally super gluing an arm laceration closed during a barbed wire match, most of Sabu's craziest moments came in ECW. But his WWE run wasn't without its wild heights, and on the 19th of June 2006, he took to the skies. Sabu popped up from a chair balanced, quote unquote, on the top rope and looked seconds away from a horrible fall. The way he steadied himself before flying and destroying John Cena with a leg drop through the announce table was super impressive. How on earth the appropriately named homicidal, suicidal, genocidal, death-defying maniac actually convinced Vince McMahon to let him do this is anyone's guess, but it ruled. Number 9. Shane McMahon flies from the cage. Shane McMahon is known for three things in pro wrestling. Number 1, being Vince McMahon's son. Number 2, throwing the worst punches this side of a pissed up Brit in Magaluf on a stag do. And number 3, jumping off of very high things. On the 25th of November 1999, he did just that, leaping from the top of a steel cage, dressed in business casual, knocking down the Mean Street Posse in a match with Test. It sounds kinda tame today, given the other crazy things that Shane has done throughout his career, but it was super shocking at the time, even though it is often lost amongst McMahon's wilder moments. Number 8. Moppy bites the dust. The brutal murder of Moppy at the dastardly hands of Terry Runnels and Raven in September 2001 is one of the most harrowing moments ever captured on television, as the evil duo kidnapped Moppy, tied her up, and fed her to a wood chipper, breaking poor Perry Saturn's heart. The whole Moppy deal was reportedly punishment for Saturn getting rough with jobber Mike Bell a few months prior. After falling in love with an actual mop, Saturn was left crestfallen, and Raven and Terry literally got away with murder, albeit on a cleaning utensil. Number 7. The Undertaker's home invasion. WWE loves a home invasion. Brian Pillman pulling a gun on Steve Austin is the most famous example of this. But even in 2021, they pulled one off with Edge and Seth Rollins. Here on the 22nd of June 1998, WWE had The Undertaker invade Paul Bearer's house in an angle that is often forgotten about because of things like Pillman's got a gun. Bearer had tried to stay at home after getting the giblets beaten out of him by Undertaker the previous week. After screwing with his house lighting because, you know, spooky shit, Taker trashed the house, then trashed Papa Paul once again, continuing his less than harmonious relationship with his old dad. Number 6. Stone Cold and Big Show destroy the Titantron. It was April 1999 when Steve Austin and Big Show did a number on the Tron, which came about when Stone Cold saved Show from a 3-on-1 attack by the Corporation. Embarrassed by this, Shane McMahon decided he was going to project an image of Austin's stolen broken skull belt on the big screen. But it turned out to be one of the worst ideas he's ever had. Austin, being the level-headed individual that he was, literally tore the Tron to pieces. Big Show pulled it to the ground from the front, Stone Cold ripped it apart from behind, and after promising that the next time the McMahon family messed with Austin it would cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars, Stone Cold came through on his promise and closed the show with a beer bash. Number 5. Chris Jericho kidnaps China. As far as reasons for kidnapping somebody on a WWE show go, having your sidekick cost somebody a match by throwing tampons into the ring is pretty wacky, even for the Attitude Era. But that was the basis for Chris Jericho taking China hostage in 99. After Miss Kitty had cost Jericho a match with my man Gangrel, Jericho took China, tied her up, and left her in an undisclosed backstage location. To make matters worse, he actually grabbed a hammer and brought it down on her hand like a scene from one of those 400 Saw sequels that nobody in the history of films has ever watched. It was a vile side of Jericho's character that we'd never seen before. China's shrieks were genuinely uncomfortable. Number 4. Sabu falls off the Raw logo. Oh look, it's Sabu again! Crossing over to Raw in 1997 as part of ECW's working relationship with WWE and falling off the sign. Sabu had scaled the Raw logo to try and intimidate Taz. Unfortunately, in an unplanned moment that he styled into making look like a dive, Sabu slipped, fell off, and landed on a pile of lads that were able to adjust and break his fall. Sabu then popped right up and got right in Taz's face. He was a lucky, lucky man, however, but it was the first big Raw moment of his career, and it soon became something of a backstage joke between Sabu and Taz. Number 3. Shane McMahon tries to kill Kane. How do you kill an unkillable monster? Well, by dropkicking them into a literal dumpster fire, of course. This is what Shane McMahon did to Kane on an episode of Raw back in August 2003. Kane had set the dumpster ablaze himself and had Shane at his mercy, but McMahon escaped, put his arse in the bin, and dropped the one-liner, "Burn in hell, you son of a bitch." Kane returned shortly afterwards because of course he did. This is wrestling. But given that this was partly in response to Kane hitting Linda McMahon with a tombstone pile driver on the stage a few weeks prior, yeah, he probably deserved it. The big git. Number 2. Trish puts Lita through a table. This is another one of those spots that doesn't feel all that crazy in 2021. But Trish Stratus shoving Lita from the top of a gigantic ladder and through a table in July 2000 was a huge escalation for women's wrestling at a time when WWE weren't exactly focusing on the division, and really, it deserves more praise as a pivotal point in a defining rivalry. Lita, of course, was summoning her allies in Team Extreme, the Hardy Boys, taking a shocking bump back first with minimal protection. It was the first time the division had gone to such measures, but stands as just one boundary-breaking moment in a feud full of them. And at number 1, Jeff Hardy's Titantron Swanton. First of all, best wishes to Jeff Hardy, who, at the time of recording, has just left WWE under difficult circumstances. He has given us so many incredible moments over the years in that company, and to celebrate that, I want to rewind to one of the absolute most memorable, which went down in 2008. A main event with Randy Orton lasted only a few seconds before Orton got himself disqualified. Randy wasn't finished, however, and continued the assault after the bell. Hardy fought him off and battled him up to the stage. Then, Jeff being Jeff, he decided he'd scale the Tron after bumping Orton off the stage. This wasn't enough to satisfy his hunger for adrenaline. He just kept climbing and climbing and climbing until, after reaching about 40 feet, he jumped off the bloody thing with one of the most spectacular Swanton bombs ever pulled off. A huge, crazy moment, but one that often gets forgotten about thanks to, you know, the 70 bazillion other big dives that Jeff has done in his career.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.